Amish Pest Control.
Hey, Danny, it's Amy with Local Splash.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
All right, I tried calling you back last night, but I got the message replaying. You guys are already out of the office.
Oh, yeah, we were.
So I got your text message this morning. It's been one hell of a time lately. We've had a truck get totaled out, dealing with buying a new truck and all kinds of stuff. But I have something looking on the up and up. We just got to get down and go get the actual. I was telling him, I said, hey, what do you want to do? I said, well, it doesn't really matter. We can do it out of our other accounts or whatever you want to do.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of was on the same page as me. He's like, we just need to go get the bank account, get it all set up, and then do this.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got some
help.
I got some help, and I also got some info regarding our logo. So the person doing the logo, it's not like anything super special right now, but they came out with some sort of like starting point rendition of a logo. So I think we're going to have something here in the next day or two.
Okay. We include logo creation too if you need it.
Oh, you do?
It's already included in the package.
Okay. I didn't even know that. That's good to know. That's what I was worried about. That's what I was trying to do right now.
Are you serious?
Between the bank account, I was trying to do the bank account and get the logo done so that we have something based off of.
No, we do the logo for you and the full website. You're getting a custom website. Of course we're going to give you a logo. Oh, Danny, I'm sorry to put you through the ringer like that.
I did not even know that. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, shit. I wish I would have known that.
Yeah, all we have left to do is just process and get you. We got to get set up on it because it's going to take about 3 to 4 weeks to get the website set up because you're getting a custom one. You're not just getting the standard. They might throw you up like a quick splash page just to hold in place for verification, but we're building that custom site for you with your categories. So you're getting all the bells and whistles. We pull out all the stops.
Okay. All right. All right, I didn't know that. That's good to know. So I just got to get the bank account set up is what I got to do. And then we could actually mess around. Like, if you guys are going to do a logo, we'll have people. I mean, we've been waiting on that for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks now.
Oh, holy cow. You should have told me before. I swear I told you that. But probably, I mean, you're always working when I'm talking to you. So
always. Maybe
it just got missed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, not a problem. And for all I know, like you said, you might have said something about it, and I just didn't pay much attention to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My mind's always a million other things going on.
Exactly. Your mind's always on something else. You. I think one time I even caught you getting out of the shower.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, it's crazy, man. My phone goes nonstop. It's kind of getting to be the point of annoying.
Right.
But I kind of did this to myself because the pest control stuff, I'm doing pest control stuff that most other companies don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Most pest control companies have an on-season and an off-season.
Mm-hmm.
And the off-season, they still have clientele and work to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't stay busy. Like, they can literally take, at Terminex, we could have ran like 10 guys during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we also even had a start tech, like 11 guys, maybe even 12 guys.
Uh-huh.
But in the wintertime, we could have got away with like 7 people.
Okay.
So that's a lot. We went from 10 to 12 people down to 7. That's a
right.
big cut. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And that's all we really needed to have in the wintertime.
Right.
I don't have that. I actually need more people now during the wintertime than I do the summer. In the summer, I need people, but wintertime, I need even more people.
Right.
Because I got into Christmas lights and rodent exclusives, and we're doing jobs for other companies, and it's just crazy.
What kind of, do you guys come into Orange County?
Yes and no. What area are you
in? I'm in Huntington Beach, right behind the Walmart off Beach and Talbert. And we have these crazy spiders and mosquitoes that just, like, will not stop. My husband's gotten the over-the-counter bug spray. And
yeah.
we've talked about getting somebody to come out here and spray professionally because like what we're doing just isn't working. I don't know. I feel like Huntington Beach has more than any other place I've ever lived. Like we don't have roaches or anything like that. And our, you know, it's just really like, we got a lot of bugs, like spiders. There's like a lot of spiders. I found a spider on the ceiling yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. So the it's funny. He said, I think I caught you guys going out of the shower. I'm actually getting ready to hop in the shower. Just it's crazy because, okay, so here's what's going on. The whole COVID thing,
uh-huh.
I think, okay, now Riverside County Ag Department, their vector control, mm-hmm. have like a little meeting seminar type thing mm-hmm. that they brought in, like UCR was involved in it. It was the County of Riverside. It was some suppliers, the distributors,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it was like some other vendors and stuff that were involved in this. And they had a little webinar that they basically were saying that they were reaching out to the private industry to help out on getting some of these mosquitoes under control because COVID, the county had such strict protocol during COVID that if you were exposed or tested positive, that you had a certain quarantine.
Right.
So it really impacted their workforce and what they were able to and not able to get done.
Mm.
And so because of that, they were not able to perform the same level of service that they've done in the past.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That
so
makes sense.
They're not getting all the waterways and canals and bodies of water that they always treated before because they may have had that spray guy that did it where they only have a couple of people dedicated and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that guy or one of their people was down in a 2-week span, how much work did he miss?
Right.
And then when that guy comes back, maybe the other person was exposed. And some people were playing that game.
Yeah.
So what they were saying is they were talking about how because of COVID, just in any state that's what it was, but
mm-hmm.
they just said because of their short staffing due to COVID protocols and COVID issues.
Restrictions, right.
So, and that's what they were basically getting at. And then said that's why they were reaching out to us in a private sector. And sometimes when they get situations like that, for instance, do you remember when they talked about the Asian citrus psyllid?
No,
it was hitting all the orange trees and citrus trees.
Oh yeah, I do actually remember that. Yeah,
it was ruining the fruit. It was going to destroy the crops. Okay, so when they went into that, the first thing they're worried about is bees.
Uh huh.
And the bees, they're worried about killing off the bees. So you can only spray certain material. You can only spray certain way. And you can only spray certain times. Very
uh-huh.
heavily regulated. When Asian citrus psyllid came in, they turned to the private industry and said, we're going to have to turn to the private industry. We're not going to be able to treat the farmers or any of this. We're not going to get this under control. It's going to get out of control. We need to listen. If you run into Asian citrus psyllid, spray it. If it's Asian citrus psyllid, you have kind of a green card to do whatever you got to do to knock it out.
Oh, wow.
Irregardless of the other protocols that we've put in place, we're
right.
having to give a pass on this right now because if we don't, we're going to lose all of our citrus.
Right.
So I never got involved in that, but that was one of the things I had heard through the grapevine about what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what's going on the last 2 years is why we've had such a bad mosquito issue.
But well, my husband got bit literally 17 or 18 times in a night. Like, we weren't even outside. Like, it was in our bedroom somehow. Like under the blanket, like, and it, cause there was no, it was not a spider bite. Like we
yeah.
investigated, you know what I mean? And now he sleeps with one of those, like those natural essential oil bracelets on his ankle, you know?
Yeah.
He sleeps with that because it's just so hectic. It's just too much, you know?
A little bit of advice. Look into mosquito bites and natural vitamins or natural remedies.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say it's B12.
Okay.
And loading up on some B12 and maybe even some garlic, because one of the things that's in our natural product is
uh-huh.
garlic.
Okay.
So then you see something called Final Speed. It was by Univar.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't have it this year because of COVID.
Oh,
but it
gosh.
Came out like a syrup. It looked like maple syrup.
Uh-huh.
And we mixed this one bag, like a 16-ounce bag, into
uh-huh.
an actual 1 gallon sprayer. And
oh,
you
wow.
spray that out, and the main ingredient in that actually stopped everything was the garlic will stop the female mosquito feeding.
Okay.
So the garlic will suppress their appetite and stop them from feeding, stops bites.
Okay.
Then they had other things in there that basically the garlic, I guess, makes them starve to death. So they won't eat anymore, and it's like a natural organic way of doing that. But look into the vitamin B12 and look into the garlic. You might be able to take some garlic pills and the B12 and help out with insect bites in general.
Okay, cool. Absolutely.
If you want something done, I can go out there. It wouldn't be like a routine spraying
right
at this point, but I can go out there as a one-time.
Okay.
So
okay.
I have a backpack fogger. We can landscape fog. We can granulate. We can spray. We can do whatever we got to do. And we can talk about what, you know, what else can be done for you guys. The other thing you may want to look into is called a Dynatrap.
Okay.
And that can be bought on Amazon.
Okay, Dynatrap. And where do you put, what do you do with that?
It just, it's like a fly light, but it's for mosquitoes.
Okay, yes, I've heard of that, you know, but I didn't know if they are, if they're really effective. So I didn't want to invest in one yet.
I don't know if they're really effective either. We've tried everything. Pre-season, they were getting really good results with those.
Okay.
Now, most people have turned away from them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get that, it's kind of using a combination of things is what you really got to do.
Right.
There's really not an easy, simple fix. And what we're dealing with is what's called the Aedes mosquitoes, A-E-D-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that is, that's the one also, that's the one that was carrying the Zika virus.
Mm.
Okay.
Right.
But the Aedes mosquito is the little tiny guy that you, they call nosteums. And they're biting everyone, and they're also what they call ankle biters. They're usually from the calf or ankle down. That's
those were happening in the grass, but this, he got a, and they were on his whole legs. They were only on his legs, from the legs down. And he wasn't wearing shorts, because he coaches football after work, and, but he coaches on turf. Okay? Because I was like, you had to have gotten him coaching. Like, I don't have any, and then the next day I got some. You know? So,
yes.
We washed all the sheets. We're like, what in the, how are they in the sheets? Because we sleep under the blankets. You know what I mean? It's not like we're sleeping out there with nothing, no sheet or nothing. We have, we're all the way under the sheet and the blanket because we sleep with the window open, but we have the screen. We have the screens on, and my brother-in-law did all the windows and screens on our house. So there, he's a window man, you know? So they're quality screens. I don't think they're getting through the screen. We don't sleep with any of the doors open. So my husband even closed all the vents off to the house. He was like, they're not going to get in anyway. Like, he closed off the heater vent and everything in our bedroom.
Yeah. So I mean, we've thrown everything at them and we're still having a hell of a time with them. And it's not just us, it's everybody. I've called my rep numerous times.
Okay.
I got to get ice here. I called my rep numerous times trying to say, hey man, I got a bad one. The people are really complaining about this. They're saying like, we got to figure this out or they're going to find someone else. He's like, Danny, you're doing everything you possibly can. And they're, even if they switch, there's nothing that they're going to do different than what you're able to do. He goes, and I tell him exactly what I've done this, I've done that, I've done this, I've done that. What else do you recommend? He's like, there's nothing else you can do.
Okay.
He's like, I hate to say it, but there's nothing else you can do. You've done everything you possibly can. I'm like, okay, cool. Because I'm cool with, I mean, if you want to go and switch and use somebody else,
right.
And I've done everything I possibly can. But if it's like I missed something, shame on me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I take that a little bit personal. But, so, I mean, I hate saying that, but that's honestly what it is. And so I have a backpack fogger. We use something called N2Care stations, and those are like a, they'll stop and they contaminate the water sources. It goes on the outside.
Yeah, because I think we have a broken sprinkler head because our grass, like we cut our grass down to only being watered for one minute. And since the fall started, we cut the grass down to only being watered for 1 minute. But there's one patch of grass that like will not dry. Like it won't dry. It doesn't matter what we do. I told him even if maybe we should cut it to every other day. And he said he doesn't want to do that because he's afraid the grass will die off.
So your fix for that I would recommend is what's called a ratio timer.
Okay.
R-A-C-H-I-O.
Uh-huh.
You put in the plant type, soil type, plant, sprinkler head type, slope, no slope, sun, no sun, shade, whatever, and then you don't mess with it again.
Okay.
It links up to a local weather station.
Mm-hmm.
It'll automatically water for however long you need.
Oh,
and
wow.
If it doesn't need water for an entire week, it won't water, not even doing this 1 minute thing. It will just flat out not water.
Okay.
When it needs water, it knows and it kicks on.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. All right.
So,
I'm going to have to tell them all this.
Yeah. I would look into the ratio timer. Don't
okay.
buy the, they have another one called Beehives. It's an mm-hmm. Orbit brand like Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Go on Amazon, buy the ratio.
Okay.
Literally, that changed my yard around by itself with no fertilizer, nothing else added, just changing the water and getting the proper watering cycles.
Okay.
It,
all right.
It does, so it will skip over zones. If you need too much water and it can't absorb it all,
mm-hmm.
it'll water zone one, go to zone two, come back water zone one again for the remaining time.
Oh, okay. So it's
or
not going to
even
over
two or three
water
times.
Certain areas. Okay, that makes
no,
sense.
It'll give you like soak time and all that. Like it'll actually let it soak in and then rewater so you don't
okay.
have runoff.
Okay, awesome. That's amazing. I'm going to let them know all that. Sure.
Yeah, that's
okay.
See, and that all falls into pest control too, because pest control 101 is food, water, place to live.
Mm.
There's nowhere in there is it chemical.
Okay.
Chemical is just a tool that we use to help achieve our results.
Right, but it's not the
okay.
go-to. Okay, that makes
food,
sense.
Water, place to live. What are they feeding on? Where are they living at? What do they need to survive?
Mm-hmm.
How can I eliminate those things? And then they're going to stay away from this area.
Okay, and we get
and
wasps,
if I have to,
too. We've knocked the wasps
you got wasps
down
because of the moisture issue.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yep. They
okay.
use the water and the mud to build their nests.
Okay.
And that's why you see them along the backside of houses with
yep.
pools.
Okay.
And if your neighbor has a pool behind you, and then you'll see them on the backside of your house.
Okay, yeah, they don't. There's a block of apartments, really nice, like condos behind us. There's
uh-huh.
no pool there, but in this particular area is where the wasps come, and it is that area where the water doesn't get soaked up.
Where the water is, and that's
mm-hmm.
the front yard or backyard?
Backyard.
Okay, so it's by the water source.
Okay.
Are your valves right by that?
The valves, like, to turn the water off and on for the hose?
Not for the hose, not the hose bib, but the actual sprinkler valves.
Yes.
So it might be a leaky valve.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Is it the low spot of the grass?
It could be. I mean, to me, the grass looks pretty even, but it could be the low spot. I mean, I don't exactly know.
So the reason I ask... Mm-hmm. All your sprinklers, they have anti-siphon valves. The water won't go back through the line.
Okay.
Whatever water's in the line stays in the line.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a slope, the whatever sprinkler head is the lowest spot is where it's going to leak. All the line water will leak out
okay.
of that line.
That makes sense.
Okay. So if you have a low spot, that's where it's at. Now, if you have a leaky valve
mm-hmm.
and the water's constantly running through that line, it could just be a little piece of grain of dirt
mm-hmm.
stuck in the magnet valve, okay?
Okay.
Doesn't let
okay.
it close all the way. So just barely let water seep through.
Okay.
But that low spot will constantly be wet.
Okay.
So
that
when you drive
sense.
Down, like, let's say you drive through a neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and you drive, like, most people's driveways are angled up to the house from the street.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go and you walk down the sidewalk. Do you know that house that you see that's always, there's always a little piece of water coming across the sidewalk?
Right.
It's like, you know, mossy or whatever, or if
mm-hmm.
they fertilize, you see the iron, like the rust marks coming across the sidewalk.
Yeah.
It's because the water is constantly leaking, and it's going to leak through that low spot.
Okay.
So it's most likely a leaky valve.
That makes sense. I'm going to have to tell them.
So,
okay. Well, thank
like
you so
info.
Much for all
you're like, I just called you for website design.
No. No, I really appreciate all the information because this gives us something to attack and try, you know, to work on.
Go to the valves. Feel the valves. If you feel something moving,
mm-hmm.
then there's no moving parts, right?
Okay.
All the valve, sprinkler valve is a magnet,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically telling the valve to open or close.
Okay.
It either turns the magnet off or turns it on.
Okay.
Either seals it up or doesn't seal it. If it's got a little bit, if you hear a little bit of noise or see water leaking out of it,
uh-huh.
you know that the valve, and that's the valve. That doesn't mean the sprinkler heads need to be replaced. That's the valve that needs to be replaced.
Okay.
Or at least the internals of it.
All right.
So.
All right. Well, I wrote all this stuff down.
Yeah. Let me get a hold of my cousin on getting that bank account set up. I'm hoping that I can do this. Even if he can't go, I'm hoping that I'll have time to do this on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
get to the county. I just got to get to the county. I go where the city of Riverside is. The county building is literally like 3 blocks away from the city building.
Okay.
So I need to go to the county to go register the DBA, and I need to go to the city building for the business license.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to go take that county DBA paperwork to the bank and open a bank account.
Okay. All right.
That's what we're waiting on right now.
Okay.
I still haven't even got my product yet. It was supposed to be here like before Halloween.
What is it?
The product.
Oh, the product. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably sitting offshore over here in Huntington.
No, it's here. It's been in Bloomington. It's been in Bloomington. They never documented it, and they never called us. They're not trying to deliver it. And I told them they were going to deliver it tomorrow. And I said, no one's here. You got to deliver it like Tuesday now.
Okay.
So we won't be back until Tuesday. We're headed out to Glamis.
Okay. So you think you – well, when do you think you'll get this taken care of then?
I'm thinking Monday we're working on the truck to get it all dialed in, and I think on Tuesday or Wednesday I should be able to get down to the county and the city.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll touch base with you on Tuesday around the same time, and we'll see where you're at.
Sounds good. That'll work.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Danny. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. All right.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.